Parts of the North Park neighborhood of San Diego don't seem to have changed a whole lot since Ted Williams' time. His tiny boyhood home at 4121 Utah Street still stands. Two short blocks away, his old practice baseball field is still there too. They call it Ted Williams Field now. Outside the batting cage are sign-up sheets for Little League. On the sunny afternoon I was there, the field sat empty. No one feverishly hitting baseballs until the threads and skins wore off. No one shagging balls for lunch money. Maybe instead some 11-year-old kid was inside somewhere practicing the cello with all his heart, or building a new piece of software that will change the world. With the field completely empty, it was easier to imagine Ted standing at home plate, yelling at his friend to throw another one, and harder this time. To see a few kids standing in the outfield, gloveless, trying to catch the balls but missing most of them. The bat cracks every few seconds, and Ted occasionally mutters, "That's it, that's it." Every time he misses the ball or cracks a foul, he takes note of his stance and his swing. He marks how the ball left the pitcher's hand, how it spun and how it traveled, when he started his swing, and exactly how he moved his shoulders and his hips and his wrists. I think of my two kids, and I wonder if they'll have the same level of determination with any craft. I wonder if I want them to. The truth is, I do want my kids to dream big and to never give up. I can't pick their dreams for them and wouldn't dare try, but I can tell them, as my mother and father told me, that any dream is worth having, and there's no telling what you can do when you put your mind to it. The only difference between that generation and this one is that my parents were speaking from intuition, faith, and experience. I'm speaking from intuition, faith, experience, and science.